Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Samach Ches, and we are in on Samach Zayin and Mabez towards the bottom, discussing a Mishnah Maseches Kinim. If you remember, the Mishnah had a machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. What happens if I do an Olas Ha'of? If I do everything about an Olas Ha'of as a chatas, I do the mice as a chatas, I do the kavan as a chatas, and I do the place as a chatas. I do everything. So Belaza says there is meila because that is an ola. And there is still me'ila by that ola. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, there's no me'ila there. And the suggestion was made by Rav Ada Bar Ava that his reason is because that ola turns into a chatas. By doing everything about it as a chatas, it turns into a chatas. How does that happen? You don't find that anywhere else where you could do it. Sometimes you find karbanas change into other karbanas by themselves. For example, we had earlier in the Masechta that a karban Pesach changes into a shlamin after Pesach. Or sometimes you find an asham, shanitak l'ra'aya, that we had earlier. Machlokas, whether that's a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabanan. But karban asham, that loses its connection to the person that that was makdash it. The avera was lost, it was lost, you found another one, it had a baby, all the different types of ashams, where the chatas in that situation would die, the five chatos mezos, but the asham is nitak l'raya, so that changes, quote, so to speak, into an ola, right? Either it's daraiso, or at least the money of it you give into an ola. That's another example, but here is different. Here, the person himself is changing it through his actions into a different carpet. So how is that allowed? Where do we ever find that? So we had the important comment of the yesterday of Tosfos and the Shita B'Kabetzes, Tosfos, who said that it only applies by birds, because you find other examples by birds where the designation is not made exactly at the Maisa Hakdasha. Tosfos on Daf Samach Zayin and Aleph had said, Adir Maskel Chatas, I didn't quote it inside yesterday, Ein Akinim is Parshos Ella Oba Lekichas HaBailim Oba Asiyas Kohen. You have either, you could do it when the Bailim take the carbon, or when the Kohen does the carbon. And therefore you see sometimes it could be later, so too, here it could change later. Number one. Number two, the other possibility that Shita said was that by birds it's different because you only have two types of karbanas. You don't have any asham or mincha karbans by birds. It doesn't make sense. But to have a mincha bird, it's not a solely flower. So the Shita says on the bottom, Dafka ba'ofos, deleke ala beiz mine karbanas, chatas ha'ola, shayich tam hamshacha, demiacha shina maisa ola, vasa maisa chatas, nimshachas lios chatas. But by a behema, where you don't know what it's going to be, there are a lot of karbanas to choose from, that's why this halacha won't apply. Okay, that might not just be a practical issue of, you don't know which karban it could, theoretically it could change into, but you don't know which one to change it into. No, it might be something more fundamental. That the fact that there are only two karbanas might mean there's a connection between the two of them. And there's one mechayiv for those two karbanas somehow. Not mechayiv, some are chobo, some are nadavis, but it's one place of source of hakdasha. And therefore there might be more of a connection between chatasov and olasov, more than by behemoth, where there's so many animals, so many karbanas, that can be brought. That itself reflects that each one is unique and different, and therefore, one cannot change it to the other one easier, in an easy fashion. Okay, so then we went into trying to see, bring kashas on Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua, who says it changes into an ola, changes into a chatas. What does he do with all these mishnayos akidim, which discuss mistakes made by the Kohen, when the Kohen, by mistake, he doesn't know. We're not talking about Ladafka, he doesn't amaze him, he doesn't know what to do. He has all these birds. He's supposed to bring some of them below the Chutasikra as Chatos, and some above the Chutasikra as Olos. So the Mishnah keeps saying that they're all puzzle. All these Mishnahs say they're puzzle, apostle, they did it in the wrong spot. So the Gemara says, but 1 second, why don't you say that at least the Olos that were done Lamata should work as Chatos? And they're going to be sure those should be good. So the Gemara says, you know what, there's a difference between one person and two person. That was the first answer that the Gemara gave for Rabbi Yeshua. And then the Gemara said, maybe you want to say this is not like Rabbi Yeshua Shita. You want to say Rabbi Yeshua would argue these besides? That can't be. And that's what we're in the middle of now. The Gemara's going to have an answer all the way at the end. How does Rabbi Yeshua answer these? But now the Gemara's in the middle of saying that you cannot say that Rabbi Yeshua argues, because Rabbi Yeshua is going to comment at the end of these Mishnayos, which makes us seem that he does not argue on these Mishnayos. So we're in the middle. So let's start from where we're up to, 3 lines from the bottom. The Mishnah had just said that a woman, just one other horror that I wanted to start off with that I mentioned yesterday, I have to fulfill my neder. The Ar Sameach says the Ha'ara in Psuli HaMukdashin, in Perek Zayin HaLachavav, usually we have the concept of Akira, uprooting one carbon and making it into another carbon. That's if you do it b'mezid. But if you do it b'shogig, does that work? He did it by accident. Here, in the cases that we had earlier, sha'asa, chadas of sha'asa lamata, olas of sha'asa lamata, and olas of lamata, did it b'mezis. Therefore, you could say akira. But this is akira b'taos. So you're going to tell me if you did it by accident, that maybe that the Gemara could have answered that too. The Gemara could have answered here that no, when does Rabbi Yeshua say that it switches to a different name of a carbon when the kohen did it b'mezid? But if he did it b'shogeg, you're going to say it switches? So why did the Gemara answer that? Suggest the Ar Sameach in Psulei HaMukdashin that, no, that's not true. Because why do we usually say that Akira b'tos is lo shmei Akira? Because the person involved wouldn't want it to switch. If I would have known, I didn't realize I didn't want it to switch. But here, suggests the Ar Sameach, interestingly, if he says, I wish I wouldn't have done it, I would have wanted to have the kavana of a different carbon, but then the carbon would be pasul. It's only if everything is totally switched, the place and the kavana and the maisa. So the umdana is, once you messed up in the actions, the umdana is that the kohen would want, the bialim would want it to be totally switched, or at least it can be kosher account for something. That's the Ar Sameach's ha'ara. V'nis bonin kan, shemalka lamata, lo yeh she'ilu ha'yodeya she'ola hi, halo betach she'yosa osebe lamala she'em ola, ava ata she'kfar nimlaka lamata, v'ibtishar ola te'y psula, v'ibtima she'vedez le'shem chad te'y kshera vaday, she'achshav she'belo das, malka lamata, tov lo she'tisha'er b'mach she'vasa o she'chashaba, v'teyasa chatas. That's what he would think. That's his umdana, that we would want it totally changed in this case, and therefore we would leave it. So it's not just a did of akira b'tos lo shmei akira. It's akira b'tos is usually lo shmei akira because we know we would have an umdana of his das that he would want to change it. But here, the umdana is that he would not want to change it. Okay, so back to the Mishnah. So what's the Mishnah? The Mishnah talks about a complicated case where the Kohen keeps messing up, and there are new factors that come up in every case. So a woman says that the first case that we read yesterday was that if a woman is about to have a baby, she said, if I have a baby boy, I'll bring a kan of birds. Right? I'm donating nidava, a kan of birds, which are two olos. You can't be no dave a chatas. So therefore, when she has the baby boy, she has to bring a chatas and an ola, like every woman, and two olos, three olos and one chatas. What if the Kohen does them all in one place, right? Go back three lines. It's supposed to do three and one. What about loasa kena loasa shayim lamala shayim lamata? What if he did two and two? Svidlo nimlach, and he didn't ask. Tzrichol shatavi o preda achas v'takri veda lamala. See, short one. You did two and two, so you short one ola up above, and therefore she has to bring one more. But now the Gemara says mi min echad. That's only if all the birds were from one min, one type. We know there are two types of birds that can be brought. There are torim and b'nei yonas. There are pigeons and doves. Only two types of birds that you can bring as a carbon. So, and the rule is, as Rashi says here, if you bring a pair of birds, they have to be from the same type. That's the rule. You can't bring one bird of a torim and one bird of a b'nei yonah. Hopefully later on in the base, we'll talk about why dafka those two birds. But here, Rashi says you have to have it the same type. So if all these birds are the same type, then these are the rules that apply. Right? Mimin Echad, she said she has to bring four kabanas, the Kohen did them all below, so she's got to bring one more, because whichever one was done third, this is going to pair up for it, with it. That's fine. Umishne Minim. But if it's two birds, two types of birds, mishnei minim, so tavishtayim, so then she has to bring two more, because she doesn't know which bird. The first two were tried, and generally we try to have the first two brought as her carbon chova. The problem is here that they were all brought lamata. So you need an ola to do above, but the Kohen doesn't know which one he did first, which one he did second, so that's a problem. So she has to bring another pair, so whichever one was done as the chatas that's going to be to count as the chatas for her leida, the other bird that she's bringing now is going to pair up with it, because she doesn't know. She doesn't know which one, which type of bird, because the Kohen doesn't remember. That's why you have to bring an extra bird. Fine. Pirsha Nidra, what happens if she specified in her nether? She specified in her nether which types of birds she wants to bring. I want to bring Torim, or I want to bring B'nai Yonah, and now she doesn't remember. So now she's got to add on more. Sriyachal havi od gimel preta. She has to add on three because whichever one was used for her leida one. So one of them will team up with that, and then she has to bring two more because she doesn't remember which ones she said she was going to bring. And again, mimenecha. That's only if they're all the same type of birds. Umi beizminim, and if it's two, so tavi dala, she has to bring two more because the kohen also doesn't know which one he did first, which one he did as the mechuyavos one for the leida, which one he did for the voluntary ones as the nether. So she has to cover all of her bases. Something to point out here, but let's just try to finish the sentence before we catch our breath. Kava Nidra. What happens? Rashi explains basically she's got to add on one other Ola. Kava Nidra. She's Koveya her Neder. I want to bring, she says, a voluntary set with my Leda Karbanis. So she connects them directly, which Rashi says in effect means she's got to bring one more attached carbon. So then Sricha Chatavi Od Chamesh Preden. Then she's got to bring five. She has to bring another five, and then the coin that messed up as usual. She has to bring another five preidin lamala for above. Why? Because her first set of neder karbanas are worthless because she said that she was going to bring all the karbanas together, and she didn't bring her later karbanas because they rolled on the same place, so it didn't count. The chatas one, or I'm sorry, they were all done below. Yeah, they were all done below, so the set of Leda ones didn't work, so she has to bring another Chova one and four Nether ones. She doesn't remember which type she promised, so she has to bring another five. Mi Menachad, and again, this is all, if it's all one type, Taro B'nai Yonah. But the lesson of all these Mishnayos, so the Homosakas Kinim is, write down when you make a Nether, the Kohen should make sure he remembers what he did, or at least it's just to teach us math. It's the whole Masechta about math. Umi beiz minim, and if it's two minim, tavi sheish, she has to bring another one because she has to cover the bases to make sure she has the neder one. She doesn't know which one she said a neder about, so she's got to bring two and two for those. And she doesn't know which one was the chatas. That's why she has to bring two to cover those. Nisa nasan lekohen ve'eini yodeas manasna. What happens if nothing is known? She gave it to the Kohen and she does not know what she gave to the Kohen. And halacha Kohen va'asa ve'en yodea ma'asa. And the Kohen doesn't know what he did in these cases where she was koveya nidra. They have to be all connected. So tzricha dalad preidin l'nidra. She then has to bring four birds for her nether. She doesn't know. She knows she made a nether. She was Bafari. She doesn't know which two she said. So she has to bring two Bnei Yonah and two Torim for her nether. Ushtayim l'chovasa. And two for Chova, because it has to match up with her nether ones has to match up with the Leda ones. But she doesn't know which ones she promised, so she has to bring two more for the Leda ones. V'chatas achas, and one chatas. Why? Because, suggests Rashi, all the earlier ones were puzzled, because you did them all in the wrong spot. The Kohen has no idea what he did. He doesn't say he did them all in one place. Maybe he did all the Ola ones below, all the chatas ones above, so they're all pasul. So you gotta bring another chatas, even though all the other ones are olas. Ben Azai Omer Beis Chatos. Ben Azai says you have to bring two more chatos. Why? Rashi explains, Ben Azai says everything goes after the Rishon. Whatever carbon you bring first, that's Koveya. Rashi explains, Ben Azai Omer Beis Chatos, but middle of the medium lines. Dekivan Deika Lisfuka Shema Harishonim Lamala Nasu. Maybe the first ones. The coin has no idea what he did. Or the coin has amnesia. Right? Shema Harishonim Lamala Nasu. Maybe the first ones were done above. The Kfar Yasu De Ola. And once he did the first ones above, as an Ola, so the Chathas has to mirror that carbon. Right? So you gotta bring two. You don't know which one was done before. So you have to have a amin. Vareni Odas Vezaminoya. Lefira Tavi. That's gotta bring two more Chatos to parallel if the Ola had been done first. This is all the permutations of mistakes that could have been made by the Kohen and the Isha. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, something to say on the previous Amar, but let's just finish the Braisa. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, so about all of this, Rabbi Yeshua, this is why we brought this whole thing here. Rabbi Yeshua says, Zeu Sha'amru, this type of case where a woman, if she would have remembered exactly what she would have said, she could have brought a certain number of karbanas. But because she doesn't, she has to bring a lot more. So this reminds me of Zeu Sha'amru, of the phrase, Kishuhu Chai Kolo Echad Ukshumeis Kolo Zayin. The phrase that they say about an ayo, about a ram, that when the ram is alive, it only makes one sound. whatever sound the ram makes. And when it dies, it can make seven sounds, because you could use seven parts of its body to make seven different types of instruments, which would make seven different sounds. So it's one sound that could turn into seven, just like this woman who was chayav only to bring four karbanos, and she has to bring a lot more because she didn't remember exactly what she said. Okay, so what do you see? You see Rabbi Yeshua is explaining this Mishnah. So getting back to our original question, how could Rabbi Yeshua say in our Mishnah, and the explanation of Rabbi Yeshua be that an Ola Sa'of, that you do everything about it as a Chatas, under the Chutasikra, it is going to be, change it to that Karban. But what do you mean here? In all these cases, why don't you say, if an Ola was done below, it's going to be kosher. You want to see Rabbi Yeshua argues on this Mishnah? It's not true. You see Rabbi Yeshua comments on this Mishnah as if he's agreeing with it. That's the question. Okay, just 2 points before we answer the question. And that is, number one, is a comment of the Shita Mekubetzes. The Shita, not on the page, but if you look in the back in the Hashmatos, he asks on Rashi here, the whole assumption of this Gemara, of the Rashi, is that the Karbanos have to be of the same type. Right, that's the whole assumption. That when you bring a kan, it has to all be of the same type. So asks the Shita over here in Os Yurches and Hashmatos, Kasha, Mami Viraya, Dilma Hasam Le'inyan Kan Leida Dafka Ka'amarkra, Minatarmo Minbnei Hayona, Avalinyan Nidra Lo. Who says that if a person is no dare, a person promises voluntarily to bring a set of birds, why does it have to be the same type? Why can't a person make a neder no matter what he wants? Fine, the Torah specifies by the later karbanos because that's a chiyuv. But who says maybe that whole principle of emavim torin kineged bnei yona bnei torim, so that only applies by nedah by mechuyev karbanos. V'chitem ayolam mitzasim mina mafurish to bechol kinen binami minachar halo dami ladadi. No, it's different. Shari im nadra beferish taru ben yona himaviyasan a petura. How could you compare them? So ask the Shita, how does Rashi know? So, does not answer. So the Brisker Rav defends Rashi, that same Brisker Rav, remember we said the Brisker Rav a couple of days ago, that a Khan is always two birds. And when you're allowed to bring one bird, that language of the Rambam of Afilu one bird, that was telling you that the Chiddush is you're allowed to bring a half a carbon. But the Brisker Rav in Maisa Karbanos, in Yud Dalet Beis, so you see from Rashi, Mikol Makom, Sfir Leil Rashi, Din Zeh Noeh Gam B'Kanshin Eschayv Bo Machvas Nidra. That's where you see the Chiddush of Rashi. There's no Raya against, but this is what is assumed. De'ikr Din Zeh Hu Al Etzim Hashem Shel Kinim De'leko L'Shem Kan Rak B'Shneyem Mimin Echad Mitamu Mbinei Yona. Just like we said that it's not a Kan without two birds, it's not a Kan according to Rashi with two birds that are not of the same type. That's Rashi. Fine, but Rambam, you go to the Rambam. That says also the carbon of a ger is an olas behema, or two torim, or two bnei yona. Mashmos svar to dafka nakat shtei torim or shtei bnei yona. Sheyu shneihen mimin echa dafka. Vari beger ikar chovas carbon shalo la michai vikinim hu, the yachol havi chovas okamen a behema. Right, the birds are mechuyev. You could also break from an animal. Elodim hevi mina ov zorach lavi shnayim mishum to lavi preda achas yefshar. As we said, mikol makom shayach lazeh din dey mevi and tar kenegem bnei yona. So you see, it's not exactly parallel, but just like the carbon of a ger says the Brisker Rav is like this Rashi, bal karcha tekol she toras havas karbano hu al kapanim kan tzrichen lios shtei emim min echa dafka vilav hachi hu adim bechlal preda achas is only one preda. So that's the Brisker Rav connecting it to what we did a few days ago, relating it to the Rashi here, answering up the Shita's Kasha on Rashi. Period. Other ha'ara that we can make here is, the last line Rabbi Yeshua says, you can make seven instruments out of the ram's body. So what are the instruments? So Rashi quotes them, and Tosas quotes them. It's the Mishneh Kinim. You could use, but one of them, Rashi quotes, you could use its two horns for chatzotzros and two thighs for chalilim, and its or for a tof and me'ayim for the nevalim. All of the parts of the ram, all of parts of the aisle, you can make into different instruments. It says Tosfos, you could use its horns for chatzotzros. What were chatzotzros made out of? It says Tosfos on the second Tosfos, mefarik pechas kinim, kronov lekronos, mashma deboos, shalom minakesef. Make them out of horns of the ram. They're not made out of silver. That's what it sounds like. And also the chemash v'akolat slamim. The boy yorim brachama hamishtach v'lo behema kaner karanel amar lechatzotros. The Gemara asks, we had a bavodah zara. If I bow down to an aisle,
make an avodah zara, are its horns ne'asar to make chatzotros. So you see, it must be the chatzotros were made out of horns. The problem is, we find elsewhere that the shofaros were made out of horns. Chatzotros made out of silver. So what is the Gemara talking about? V'teima d'makom yitzrabba tanya, chatzotros haya ba'a min ha'esha shel kesef. They were made out of silver. Maybe that Gemara Menachos is only about Moshe's Chatzotros. Because Chatzotros had to be made new every generation. We've said in the past a great Musarvart about why the Chatzotros, why couldn't they be passed down? The Aron was passed down, and the Menorah was passed down, and the Shulchan was passed down, and the bowls could be passed down. Only the Chatzotros! You had to make new Chatzotros for every generation. Why? Why couldn't you pass them down? Because Chatzotros symbolizing inspiring the people. You inspire them. You inspire them to come to you. You inspire them to travel. You inspire them to do something. Inspiration for every generation is different. What worked to inspire 100 years ago, or even 10 years ago, would not work to inspire the youth and the people of our generation, right? Unless it's like very quick and it's very, right? It's like you have to compete with all of the technology very fast, right? So it's not going to work. Right, so inspiration has to be done. Every generation requires its own inspiration. Chatzotros. Every dar needs its own chatzotros. That's the message. Right, that's what it says here. So maybe that Mishnah. What's the stira? Menachos, Moshe's had to be silver, but all the other generations could be made out of kronos. Says the Gemara, that's not true. Right, you see elsewhere. Mesachas Tamid. They were always made out of chatzotros. Says Rabbeinu Tam. V'tirz Rabbeinu Tam. Sixth to last skinny line. The shtei in yoni chatzotros hayu. Rabbeinu Tam says tzvei dinim. Tzvei dinim and chatzotros. What are they? Shel kohanim b'shel kesef. The ones the kohanim used were made out of silver. V'shel leviim b'shel karnei behema l'klei shir. Answer number one, tzvei dinim and chatzotros, two types of chatzotros, two different purposes. V'yod yesh lomar. And then Tosa says, maybe a simple answer, maybe sometimes chatzotros means shofars. Sometimes the Gemara is not being so medactic. The chatzotros, the kinim, with the b'shel b'nazar, hainu shofar. So, if you step back for a minute, three answers in Tosas. Either Moshe's versus all the other generations, or late Leviim's versus Kahanim's, or maybe Chatzotros really means shofar for us. So really, all the Chatzotros were made out of silver. Okay, Viter. So, we're back to the question. So, how can it be that this Gemara says that the carbon ola, that is hokrav below the chod asikra, does not change into a chatos? What do you mean? Yeshua says it should change into a chatos. Answers the Gemara: Eimar d'amar Rabbi Yeshua la afuke mide meila la mesak le lachova miyamar. Wait a minute. What? When Rabbi Yeshua said yesterday that it changes into a chatos, does that mean for everything? It's a chatos. Period. No. Even Rabbi Yeshua. What's Rabbi Yeshua's language? There's no meila. All he says is that, okay, it's a kosher carbon, and there's no more mi'ila. There's no more Yisr mi'ila done to it. It's considered nasis mitzvaso. But does it count to fulfill the Bailam's chiv? Does it count for that? And therefore, in all these cases about the woman, you know, it's a kosher carbon, fine, but she's got to bring more karbanis. Right, it's not all the Bailam Shem Chova. Rabbi Yeshua did not say unlike what we said yesterday. Yesterday we thought it changed totally into a chatas. We say, no, that's not true. It doesn't change totally to a chatas. It's really somewhere in the middle. It's kosher, like a chatas, but it's not really a chatas. That's what the Gemara seems to say. Tosfos has two very important days here. Tosfos has 2 days. Is this a daraisa chilek or a durabanan chilek? That tells it all. If it's a durabanan chilek, then what we said yesterday still holds. Mi daraisa. That's Tosfos' first. Tosfos' second day is that this is all a durabanan chilek. So everything that we said yesterday still holds. Daraisa, it's still quasi a chatos, but the rabbanim is a chilik. So the 2 days of Tosas. Tosas says that you look at the middle of Tosas Amar v'yesh befarshim to me da'oraisa nim shechav and asachadas gemura. Da'oraisa it has switched. It's a total chatos. V'takadas rabbanan nidein olo shem chova. Me the rabbanan is chova. So on a da'oraisa level, it's totally a chatos. Midrabanan, we say, she has to bring another carbon. So that Deya says that everything we said yesterday is true. It's really changed. Midrabanan, bring another carbon. But the first Deya maybe is even more fascinating. Because the first Deya says there's a split on a Doraisa level. Tosfos says, Tema, Maishna, Zumizu. What's the difference? There's no Mami Ilo, but you have to bring another carbon. You find cases like this, where it's somewhere in the middle. Other chilukim. But that day of Tosfos says that, you know, it could be split. It could be split on a daraisa level. Two very important days in Tosfos. There is a question, nafkamina, to this, whether it's daraisa derabanan. The Mikdash David asks, what happens if the Kohen remembers or realizes that it's the wrong carbon after he did the maisim already? He did the havda, whatever he did. It was an ola that he did as a chatas. So he did the maisa havdalah. He split one simen. And now there's a shahiyah, so he can't do the other simen. Should he be zorek the dam like a chatas? Should he do that? Because if he doesn't, then this carbon is pasul. If he does, then it's going to be all kosher and it's going to work. So Mikdash David says in chavches, might be telling these 2 days in Tosis whether this chilek is on a daraisa level or on a drabanan level. She's only mechuyevus midrabanan to bring the carbonos that there's only a few of them that it helps for. I'm saying havas. Well, it's not called chulam azara. It's a carbon. It's extra carbon. Like we said yesterday for the Mikdash David, you can have a shem chatas without a hakdash of chatas. It doesn't change it to chulin. Whatever the first mishnah we had, right? Any carbon, shalol l'shma. It's kosher v'lo b'ayim shechove. That's not chulin, that's a carbon. So therefore, that would be... So you're right. According to that day of Tosfos, on a daraisa level, she's yotzei all of the chatas chiyuvim. Not too many of those. Most of these are olas. But the chatas chiyuv, she would be yotzei. Okay, weiter, says the Mishnah. We're going to read the parentheses today because Rashi has that girsa. Kol ha-psulin shemalkum malikasam psula. All psulin that do malika, we'll see who this is including. Maybe a czar, maybe someone else that does malika. So a czar is not allowed to do malika. We're going to have that the shir tomorrow night. It's going to be on shchita. Because it's going to come up on at least part one. It'll come up on tomorrow. So, kol psul shemalkum malikasam psula, their malika is pasul, but veinam etamim beis abliya. But it does accomplish something, even though nevela is oftar, as we spoke about 2 days ago. A nevela of a kosher bird makes you tame as you eat it. Nevela is oftar etamim beis abliya. But this malika at least accomplishes that it's not, doesn't have the full status of nevela. You're not allowed to eat it, but it is not etamim beis abliya. That's if a puzzle person did it. Malak bismol. What happens if a Kohen did Malika with his left hand? Oh, balayla. Or at night. Also both problems. Or shachat chulin bifnim v'kachim bachutz. Or he shechted chulin bifnim or kachim bachutz. Einam etamim beis abliya. Also there, it does accomplish something. Right, it is a good, it's counted as a shchita, and therefore it's not metame bebeis abliya. Stop there for a minute. There is a machlokas later on in Daf Pedalin. If a person shechs a carbon at night and brings it up on the mizbeach, is that an alu yerdu or an alu lo yerdu? Does that accomplish something? That's a machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. So Tosfos here has 2 days. Who is our Mishnah like? Is our Mishnah who says that something is accomplished, that it's not metame beis abliya, only according to the opinion that says, im alu lo yerdu, that if it goes up on the mizbeach, it stays there? Or is it even according to the opinion that im alu yerdu, but still, tuma is not like hakdashas mizbeach? Right, you don't have to compare the two contexts. So that's 2 days in Tosfos. The second day of Tosfos helps us out for the Rambam. Look at the end of Tosfos Malak. Inami, moder b'yuda ba'of. To call shapsula bakodesh and malolo yered to hanach tlasa miutin to lekaman b'meim aksivi. Those exclusions over there that we're going to say him alu yerdu is only by behema, not by oaf. By oaf, even if you want to say over there im alu yerdu, you would agree here. So that is that works to help explain the sheet of the Rambam, because the Rambam paskins like our Mishnah ein matama beis abliya, but he also quotes that Gemara over there im alu yerdu. So you have to be mechalit between behemoths and ophos. That's exactly what Tosfos says. The Tosfos Yontif here says the Rambam must hold like the second day of Tosfos. Good. Continuing the Gemara, the Mishnah. Malak besakin. What if I did malika with a knife? I'm not supposed to do that. I did malika with a knife, like shchita. Or malak chulin bifnim. Or I was malak chulin. chulin. Chulin is only supposed to have shrita. Even a chulin bird has to have shrita. But if I did malika to a chulin bird inside the Beis HaMikdash, v'kachim b'chutz, or I did malika to kachim outside the Beis HaMikdash, or other, so these are going to be more problematic. These are not going to be kosher at all. Torin shalo igiyaz manam, or Torin's pigeons that are not old enough. Pigeons have to be older in order to be kosher. Or the opposite, ubnei yonah she'avar zmanim, or doves that are too old. Doves have to be younger. Or, so those cases, if you bring those karbanis, or she'yav shagapa, the wing of the bird totally dried up. Or she'nismas eina, its eye got taken out. All of these are mechusar aver. They're lacking an aver. By birds, there's no concept of mumin in the normal sense, but if it's missing a limb, that's a psul. There is a big discussion in the Achronim. Is mechusar aver a specialized form of balmum, or is it a new mechayev? Right, that is a question that the Minchas Chinuch deals with, and the Mikdash David deals with, and Nafka Mina would be, there's an Isser d'oraisa to be makdish a balmum. So, if somebody is matish, a bird, mechusar aver, so is that included in the Isser? You're going to get malchus for hakdashas balmum. That's what the Mikdash David says in Lamed Dalad Beis, and he says he thinks you would. Because the Gemara says elsewhere, if I'm matish, wormy flour for a carbon mincha. V'inema says the Talib Ibaya, that's a question. It's a question in Menachas. Besolish isliyem loka mishum balmum. Mikiva de psul ka balmum. Odilma ain't balmum. Elabe behema. Vasakina beteku. So that's the suffix. The same, whatever you would say about wormy flower, you would say about a bird, missing its aver. So that's what he says. But all these cases, vishenek to aragla, or its foot is cut off, mitama bebeis habliya. In all these cases, it is mitame because it's meaningless. Right, the malika that was done, or these birds, it was totally pasul, or mechus or aver, all of these would be mitame. Zehaklal, and this is the rule. Kol shepsulo bakodesh, eidem mitame beis abliyam. Any psul that is bakodesh, it's a late psul, so that's not mitame beis abliyam. It already had a zman hechshero. So that's what we say. It's a late psul, so it's not going to be mitame beis abliyam. The act accomplished something. Lo hayi psul bakodesh, but its psul was not bakodesh. It was a very early psul. Mitame bebeis habliya. That would be mitame bebeis habliya because that carbon never got off the ground. It was what we would call dichui meikaro. A couple of important points here. Interesting that the Gemara gives an example of mechusar aver as yav shagapa. Its wing got dried up. Is that like it's not there? It's not there. It's there. It's not there. So the Rashba has the Lashon in Kiddushin, where this Gemara comes up. The Rashba quotes the Ravid, Aval pisha dayin mechubar begufo, mechusar aver mikri. It's called mechusar aver. Kiva dekal kocho shel of bechnafav v'yavshu. The whole power of an oaf is in his wings. If the wings are dried up, it's as if they're useless, it's as if it's not there. And therefore, it's considered mechusar aver. Might this come up, Lamaisa? Oh, Rav Moshe. In the eighth tshuva, in all of Igros Moshe, Simen Ches, Rav Moshe is asked in 1946, Tavshin Vav. Rav Moshe was asked, a man, Rachmana Litzlan, his entire left arm was paralyzed. No feeling. What does he put tefillin on? Do you say like this Rashba, Mechusar Aver, as if it's not there? So you have to put tefillin on your other arm. This is a Gadol Hadar's Kasha. This isn't for the... Right, for his life. What do you do with tefillin the rest of his life? He says, "Bedvar shekvod kvotarasa yididi rotze ba'an v'sanuso leidad daiti bedvar yad smol shenechla beparalyzed le'inyan hanachas tefillin ra'isi b'tshuvaso shem yavesh hayad mamish shevadi nechshav kaleka yaklau uka hadi yav shagapa." You don't think our Gemara has anything to do with lemaisa? Nah, kachem very lemaisa. Right, so right here, yav shagapa. If somebody doesn't have a left arm, he puts it on his right arm. So what do you say here? If somebody has any left arm, he has even a stump. If you can fit the tefillin on, you put it on the left arm, if he's a righty. But what about here? It's a ma'akev, putting it on the correct arm. So it's a big shiloh. Sometimes lefty-righties, you know, let's say somebody does some part with one of my sons, next son coming up, Bez Hashem, in a couple of years, is he writes with his left hand, but he does everything else with his right hand. He bats righty, he throws righty, I don't know what else he does righty, but he writes with his left hand. It's big shiloh. So I tell him, I said, figure something else out that you do with your left hand. So he said, oh, he eats cereal with his left hand. I'm like, okay, fine. I mean, there are four different, there's many different shittas that we show him. It's a big, the Bir Halacha and the Shulchan, everybody gets into the act. Do you go, because Ksiva might outweigh everything else. That's the issue. Might. So I think the Bir Halacha says, L'maisa, if he does anything else with Ksiva, you're for sure okay. But I heard B'Shem Reb Nevenzal that he told one person that every day he puts on both arms. He's got to take it off afterwards and put it on the other arm. You don't have to like get two pairs of tefillin, even though having the knot above and below is not ma'akev. So you can just put it on the opposite way on the other arm, because it was really a case of a suffix. That's a big, but here you have to know, because it's a din li'ikuva, what arm you put it on. Obviously, we already have a bar mitzvah speech in the works for a couple of years. But he wasn't born during Sfivra, so you don't have that one. Anyway, so Simen Ches. So the Rav Moshe says that Lechora, the Rashba, first half of the tshuva is that you'd say it's not there. So you got to put it on his right arm. That's what I would say. But then Rav Moshe says, no. You cannot compare paralyzed to Yavesh Gapa. Aval, Pashal, Anias, Daiti, Shehu Rak, B'Yavesh, Lagamre, Shehu Dafka, Shim Tinakev, Lototzi, Tipas Dam. You know what yavesh dried up means? If you stick a needle in it, there's no blood that's going to come out. That's a dried up wing of a bird. It's like not there. It's crunchy and it's not part of the animal. There's no blood flow there. But obviously, if you have an arm that's paralyzed, it's there. It's fully there. It's alive. It's just there's no feeling. Says Rav Moshe, Ava b'machlas a paralyzed barur shemotzi dam harbe kmo biyad bari lachein ain shayach zeklali yaveh sheosa eyu kachaser to habarur sheyavsha gappa the psul ba'opel mizbeach lo adifa miyavsha ha'ozen de behema teino mum b'kagon had to paralyze v'gam if an animal can't hear, what's he going to say? His ear, it makes him a bal mum? No, v'gam einikar bashum yavshas klal rak shumachla kazushi no margish bahir. Uberova pa'amim, says Rav Moshe in 1946. Uberova pa'amim, ein hasiba klal bahayad, ela mitzad machla shebemoach. For lachain, gotta ask the neurologists. Lachain, av she'eno yachol lehishtamesh ba, lo have kechaser. Umemela mechuyav tpilin lahaniach alea ka'al kol yad smolis. Put it on the left arm. Vegamula yadua klape shmaya sheyesh lazer refua afshe harofim shalanu ein yodim lazer refua. Maybe Hashem knows. You want to say it's not yavish? Maybe Hashem knows how to. What do you mean? Maybe Hashem knows how to bring the refua. Right? It was still in the aniyesh rofecha days. Right? It's still connected to last week's parsha. Right? So Hashem knows, even though we don't know. Al kalpanim elon lahashiv kachaser elamashem atzinu shehu b'shir shiritakev ina motzia tipas dam sheze ena b'machlas a paralyzed shavadei totzi dam v'zachrani, and then he quotes amazingly v'zachrani sheabba mari hagon zatzal, my father Rav David Feinstein shahaya lo aleinu chole shiva chadashim haachronim mechayav, his last 7 months b'machlas a paralyzed b'tzido hasmalis, his whole left part of the body he niach tefillin on yado hasmalis. Shahisa Gamkein, paralyzerita. He quotes, he says, that's what he said. Put it on your left arm. Don't compare it to Yavesh Gapa. That is Rav Moshe in Simen Ches. Okay, what else are we going to talk about? Oh, the Ramban. Why only pigeons and doves? Those are the only two. So, got to remember this for the parshas here. The Ramban says in Vayikra, beginning of Vayikra, Perek Aleph Pasuk Yudalet, where it first talks about Ola Sa'of. Says the Ramban, why dafka these two? Number one, b'shvil shehin mitzuyin ukrovim litavaz yoser. They're always around. Hashem wants to make it easy for us. What do you? Only eagles are kosher. We're going to find an eagle, right? So Hashem wants to give us the matzui karbanis. Number one, and then he quotes, aval rotzeh b'torim gedolim. Why torim have to be older and b'nei yon is younger? Torim ba'avur prishusan v'hidavkam b'yadua mehem. Pigeons are monogamous. Pigeons only have one mate. Shekivan she'avad ben zugo lo yidavik ba'acher la'olam. I didn't do the research on this. But it says the Ramban that once they lose their mate, no others. V'chein Yisrael devukim b'Hashem Elokeyev lo yidavku b'kel acher la'olam. Just like the Jews. Number one. Aval hayonim, but the doves have a different mita. Kanoim ma'od. They're big kanoim, the Yonas. U'bekinasam yispardu v'yachlifu. Right? They have a lot of fighting. So that's why doves only when they're younger. Alkein lo bachar b'em ela haktanim kodem she is davgu ki hayona b'kanusa tosefes ava b'kan giduleha yosim ishar ofos. They're connected to their mothers and their family more than any other birds when they're very, very young. And this here about seinu ki kol ofos miyaga adam b'kan shalom l'kachem sheprochem. If a human touches the eggs or the chicks, the other birds leave it. Yona will never leave it, even if it's touched. V'yichein Yisrael lo yachlifu baram b'taraso la'olam ela o Yehudi o tzaluv. The Jew, give me my Judaism or give me the cross. O Yehudi o tzaluv, or let me be hanged. Right, but that's the his lashon. O Yehudi o tzaluv. V'lo bachar b'tarnagolim, he quotes that, you don't want chickens, lezimas zunusam. Right, chickens. And then he quotes the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, other reasons. Anyway, but that is the Ramban, why Torim or B'nai Yona. Okay, we have to go weiter a little bit. That's the Mishnah. Amar Rav, the machlokas now coming up between Rav and Rav Yochanan. So we talk about it in the Mishnah, but we don't have time. Amar Rav. Just look at that Rashi on Nismas Eino. The psul is because of Hakriveyu Nolafecha Secha, which means it's disgusting in front of Hashem. So a big discussion, is that a psul L'chadchila or a psul B'dieved? The Gemara talks about if you have two karbanos to bring, and you bring the two animals to choose as a karban, you bring the skinnier one. So akriveinu lefechasecha, it's pasnish. Does that pasul the karban? Does it pasul the karban? Rashi see to say the din likuva nismas ainis because of that pasuk. Okay, big discussion. Amar Rav, small v'layla in matame beis abliya. If he does use the left hander at night, it's not matame. It accomplishes something. Zar v'sakin matame beis abliya. But is zar a non kohen and sakin? If you use a knife for malika, it is matame beis abliya. So maishda small de isle hechsher biyom kippurim. Why do we say that small is accomplishes something? Because there is one time that small is kosher. What is that? On Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, the small accomplishes something. We know that when the Kohen Gadol has to carry in, he puts the coals in the right hand, because they're heavier, and the ktores in the left hand. So therefore you see, you could do an avoda with a ktores. And the achronim say, once the Torah allowed it, this is what you have to do. The Dvar Avram says, what happens if you do it, if you brought it in one after another? Right, instead of together. He still has to put the ktores in his left hand. Because that's the din of this avoda. Now it's the small, not just the heter, now it's a chiyuv. The Lila, and Lila is also islech shir beivarim. And Lila also has something that's kosher at night by the leftover limbs at night. Evarim upidarim. Zar, so what's the difference? Those you're saying accomplish something. So zar nami, islech shir b'shchita. What do you mean? A zar also accomplishes something. A zar could do shchita. Answers the Gemara. This is why we're talking about this tomorrow night. Shchita la avodahi. No. Shchita is not an avoda. As we had earlier back on Daf Yudalid, why isn't it an avoda? Rashi Tosas there, which we'll mention again, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow night. Shechita is not a real, it is an avoda. But it's not an avoda like the others. So the Gemara says below, it's not an avoda, but Amar Reb Zeira. Shechita's para bizarre psula. Reb Zeira says that it's the shechita of a paraduma done on Harazesim by the Skan Kohen Gadol. Umachvi Rav Allah Elazar v'chuka. Question mark. So you see, that's a shechita. You see, you need to call a skan kohen gadol. So of course shechita is an avoda. So Gemara says, no, shiny para to kachi betek abayisi. No, para is worse because it's kachi betek abayis. It only has kedushas damim. So Gemara says, we'll call the chenhu. So it should be a kosher chen. Kachi betek abayis bo kahuna. Kachi mizbeach mi boy. Kachi mizbeach is even more kadosh. So why do you say, how could you say that if that requires a Kohen, this surely should require a Kohen, and it's an avoda? So Amar Rav Shisha, Reidu Rav Idi, Mididavi Amaras Negoim. No, it's just like seeing Negoim of Saras, the lav avoda hi ubayi kahuna, right? That's not an avoda, you still need a Kohen. So to here, you see some things aren't avoda, it's still only a Kohen. So Shechit is not an avoda. Even though you need a Kohen, it is not an avoda, and that's why it still would if you do, if a czar does the malika, it would be matame beis abliya, doesn't accomplish anything. There's the discussion whether does the Kohen have to put on his big day kahuna in order to see Nagaim? That might be another reason why we don't have a gom bismanazek, because a Kohen, according to some achronim, maybe he would have to put it on, because you compare here paraduma to the case of Maris Nagaim. Okay, so the Gemara says, one second, v'neileth mi bama. Why don't we learn from Bama? A czar is allowed to do a vod on a Bama. So you see that there is a place where he could do it. Mi Bama lo yalef. No, don't learn it from Bama. You can't learn Mikdash from Bama. They're two very different items. What was the Havamina? So this is going to the root issues of, on a Bama, do those animals have the status of Karbanas? Or is it something totally different? Right, this is the machlokas. Have a mina maskana, whether you can learn bama to mikdash. Oh. The Gemara says velo, you can't learn from bama. V'yatan yiminan liyotze shemal lo yerid. How do you know the principle that for a psul yotze, that if it went up on the mizbeach, it doesn't come down? Shara yotze kashem bama, because there is no psul yotze by a bama. Could go anywhere. So therefore, you see, there's no psul yotze somewhere. So therefore, it would be kasher. So you see, you learn a halacha from bama to mikdash. The Gemara says, no, Tana, Azos Taras Ola Samech Lay. Really, you're not learning it from Bum in that case, by Yotze. You're learning it from this Pasuk, Azos Taras Ola, to compare all the Olas. That's why you're learning it. Anyway, so that is all number one, the Shita of Rav, that Smol and Laila are not Matame Beis Abliya, and Zar and Sakin are. Rav Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan argues, Zar ain't metame beis abliya, sakin metame beis abliya. So Zar is not metame. So he argues about Zar. Rabbi Yochanan says a Zar, if a Zar does malika, it's not metame beis abliya. So the Gemara says Tanan, call up psulim shemalka only cause psula. The first line of our Mishnah, all psulim that do malika, it's possible. So Bishnah, Rabbi Yochanan, call us a Zar. Rabbi Yochanan would say that what is that line including even a Zar that does the malika, it accomplishes something, it is not metame beis abliya. Elo l'Rav kol asuyei mad, but according to Rav, what is called including, lav asuyei smol v'layla. Right? So you want to tell me it's including smol and layla, which everybody agrees to? Smol v'layla behedya katani. It says that beferish in the Mishnah. You don't need that included. So tani v'hadim mefarish. You're right. It's included, and then it explicates it. Period. Okay, but as of tomorrow, we have to start with... We'll start with the Meshech Chachma, the Hakdama to Sefer Vayikra, where he talks about the Avoda on a Bama and the Avoda on a in the Beis HaMikdash, what the relationship is, and he tries to use that to put together the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban about Karbanos in general. So hopefully we'll start with that, and we will stop here. Again, tomorrow night, Beth Hashem, will be the Shir on Shechita, and we continue, by the way, with Sefer HaMitzvahs. We're continuing. We're in the 60s now. Everybody, please feel free to join us. Today's going to be the Yisra Machashef.